Welcome to the Living Through Heart podcast. I'm Donna Joyasha and I'm an analytical hypnotherapist, a psychotherapist, a spiritual healer, a magnetic mind coach, and a multi-award winning best-selling author. I believe that everybody is capable of creating whatever they want if they can just get out of the beliefs and stories in their head. This podcast is an audio blog of my thoughts as I go on a journey to heal my soul, surrender into my feminine power, and to live from the present moment in heart. I hope you find it amusing, interesting, thought-provoking, touching, raw, and inspiring. Hello, it's Donna Joyasha, and today I want to talk about personality types, but I want to talk about them from a different angle than you might have heard about someone talking about them before. I want to talk about what your personality type means about your intuition. So a few months ago, I started doing a superconscious mastermind. So when I say doing it, it's somebody else's mastermind that I'm in. And this quarter, we're studying intuition. And we're looking at how to tap into the field of information surrounding us and pick up on information through our intuition. Now, maybe that's a little woo-woo for you, and I get it if it is, but whether or not you believe in the quantum field, you cannot deny that some people are more intuitive than others. So what exactly is intuition? Well, the online dictionary I just Googled says that intuition is the ability to understand something instinctively without the need for conscious reasoning. So I personally now think of it as a knowing without doubt that some thought or information that just came to you, often out of the blue, is absolutely 100% correct. So we can learn to open ourselves up to this information and to let it in to help guide us throughout our life. Or we can pretend it doesn't exist and just stumble blindly forwards. Now, the aim of this video today is not to teach you how to be more intuitive. So goodness knows I'm still struggling with that myself. It is to share something extremely interesting I learned about how our personality types determines our intuitive strengths. You see, our intuition was formed as a child as a protective mechanism to help keep us safe. And have all of us learned to be intuitive in ways that tied ultimately into the personality type we took on. So ironically, the way our self-conscious orientates within the world and the limitations that created it is also the same thing that allowed us to create our intuition, which helps to guide and protect us. So there are many different ways to personality type ourselves. I mean, you're probably familiar with the four main types. So it's classified by color, so the DISC system, or by bird type. But I want to quickly run through a broader personality type called Enneagram and discuss the intuitive strengths these personality types developed so that you can start to work out where your strengths might lie. Now, here is the most important thing of all about this. You do not need to be defined by your personality type. Sure, it is something you lean towards and it might be your go-to in times of stress, but you have the ability to learn and to grow and to partake from the strengths of all the different personality types if you so wish. Rather than letting your personality type limit you, use it as a way to understand your unique strengths as well as your weaknesses, and then learn how to shift and change into whatever personality type you need to get the job done. Right, now that we've got that sorted, let's run quickly through the 9 Enneagram personality types and their intuitive strengths. So number 1, the activist, the crusader, the perfectionist, the organizer. These people believe that there is a way to be good or perfect. They were good little boys and girls who learned to behave properly and to take on responsibility. And they were possibly painfully criticized and as such learned not to make mistakes. They get caught up in what is right and wrong and forget to ask themselves what they actually want out of life. So because of their childhood, they developed a keen intuitive strength that allows them to know what is incorrect. So number 2, the helper, the pleaser, the caretaker, the enabler. So these people earned love and security by meeting others' needs. So they adapt their feelings to suit the concerns of others and can forget their own needs if it means meeting the needs of others. So they don't feel valid unless they are helping others. And as such, their intuitive strength is in knowing what other people need. So number 3 is the role model, the achiever, the status seeker, the motivator, the best. So these people were prized as children for their achievements. So they were rewarded for performance rather than emotional connection, and they learned to suspend their own emotions and to focus their attention on earning the status that would give them love. So they were where they were when they did something well, when they did well at a test, when they came home with an A grade, then they were shown love. And it's not that they weren't loved the whole time, but that's how they were shown love. So their intuitive gift is in knowing what others want them to say, because they learned to say what they need to say to be shown love. So number four is the individualist, the tragic romantic, the artist, the melancholic. So these people felt abandonment in early childhood, and as a result, they suffer from a sense of deprivation and loss. So they live with the conviction that there was an original source of love that was taken away, and they are always trying to get that back. Their intuitive strength is in knowing what others are feeling. So number five is the investigator, the thinker, the observer, the specialist. These are very private people. As a child, the only safe place for them was in their own mind. So they tend to be very introverted, and they get more joy from working life out than from living in it. Their intuitive strength is the ability to observe without any emotion at all. So number six is the loyalist, the doubter, the troubleshooter, the true believer. These people lost faith and authority when they were very, very young, and they were afraid of those who had power over them. These memories carried over into a life of being suspicious of other people's motives. So they either go one way or the other. They either seek out a strong protector, or they go against authority in the devil's advocate stand. So their intuitive strength is in knowing people's unspoken intentions, so they can see straight through other people's bullshit. So number seven is the enthusiast, the multitasker, the generalist, the energizer. So these people are the free spirits. They are the hippies, the people that believe in a good life. They live in a fantasy land and not in truth. They believe in adventure and fun, and the worst thing that can happen to them is for life to be boring. So while fives responded to the fear in their early childhood by withdrawing totally, and sixes by becoming overly vigilant, sevens learned to move towards it and to charm it so they could disarm it with pleasantry. So their intuitive strength is to know what others need to do differently. So number eight is the leader, the protector, the provider, the entrepreneur, the rock. These people experienced a combative childhood where the strong were respected and the weak were not, and this led them to always want to be in a position of power. They can be combative, they can be pushy and overtly angry, and are the most likely to show off. They believe that the world is dominated by bigger, stronger people. Their intuitive strength is how to enlarge themselves in regards to other people. They are able to sense weakness and power in others and know where someone is weak and strong. And the last of these personality types is the peacemaker, the healer, nobody special, the comforter. These people felt overlooked when they were young. They believed that their point of view was seldom heard and that other people's needs were more important than theirs. They felt that conflict is bad and that they try to avoid tension. They don't like to make decisions, and their intuitive strength is in being able to see both sides of the coin. These people make the best advisors. Now, here's the thing about these personality types. You very rarely fall into just one. There will be touches of a few of them within you, and then there might be one dominant one or maybe a couple of dominant ones. So meaning that you can already tap into the strengths of each of these personality types. And in fact, nines have a little bit of each of them within them. That's why they make great advisors. That's why they can always see things from someone else's point of view, because in fact, a part of them lives in each of these different personality types. But by knowing this, right, by knowing your personality type, it can be tempting to put yourself into a box, to let these personality types define you, to let them be an excuse to not do what you need to because, oh, well, I'm not that personality type. I just don't do that, right? When in fact, the opposite is quite true. Instead of clipping your wings and aligning yourself with one or a few of these, instead of clinging to your personality type in a way to feel special, use this knowledge to allow you to grow, to climb up out of these boxes and to say, This does not define me. You can decide to access the power and the strength that comes from each of these different aspects of human nature to help you have the success that you want within your business and within your life. So just remember that whatever personality type you naturally fall into, that is not the personality type you need to be for the rest of your life. You can learn to grow the strengths of these other personality types by understanding them. And you can get to the point where you can move like a chameleon between all these different personality types so that you can be the best version of yourself that is needed at all times. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Living Through Heart podcast. To find out more about me and Living Through Heart, check out donnajoyusher.com and livingthroughheart.com. There you'll find links to everything you need, including some free tools to help you and ways you can work with me on your own soul healing journey.